Last one here for the day, focusing on the best. What can I do? How can I make things? Yeah, you know, what's my part? What's my role? What do I need to be working on? Where do I need to be going? I was at the gym today, and another thing happened. See, I was over at the squat machine. You know, it's called a hack squat. Okay, and right next to it is another squat machine, which is more focused on the backside of your legs, your butt, and your hamstrings. And that's important. You know, butts are important. If you want to squat down, you got to have a really good butt. So I'm over at the squat machine, in the squat machine area. There's a zone. It's like a family of squat. We're gonna be a squat machine family. So I'm over there, and there's this fat guy. And listen, at the gym, if you are an accomplished bodybuilder, which I am, I'm not the best. I'm not the greatest. I'm not going to win or enter any competitions, but I am an accomplished bodybuilder. I have a physique that might be able to make myself money. And I've done that very carefully over the last 20 years, controlling what I eat and exercising, etc. So as any accomplished bodybuilder will tell you, it's hard to be a bodybuilder and look down on people that are either fat or skinny, because, at least in the gym, because we've all been there. Everyone starts from somewhere. And so there's, you know, the bodybuilder has a very interesting perspective on being fat or skinny. And it's not contempt. They don't look down at people and, oh, well, I'm glad God made me better than you. They're going, God made all of us this, you know, equal. God made us, you know, how we came out, and we are where we are because of the choices we make. And I used to be a different person, and I had to make choices in order to get where I am. And it's hard work. It's not eating too much, making sure I do eat what I should have. Eat the good, not the bad, and then keep exercising and do it the right way and learn and become better. Don't just go to the gym and do some random thing. You've got to learn. You've got to study. Like, you've got to read books and blogs, and you've got to be teachable and learn from people. So the bodybuilder's perspective is very, very, very interesting. And so here I am at the gym, and this guy's quite overweight, and he's older. And he's sitting there by the squat machine playing a game on his cell phone. And he was there for 15 minutes playing a game on his cell phone. And so I'm doing my routines. I'm trying to, you know, do squat exercises here, and I'm trying to exercise my butt over there. And then I'm trying to move around between machines so that I can, you know, get my workout done quickly and properly and balanced. And that's how you do things. Okay. So, well, he's in my way because he's sitting there. He's got the squat machine loaded up. And it's actually in the gym rules. You're not supposed to sit there and occupy a machine while you're not exercising on it. If someone else wants to use the machine while you're waiting between sets, you know, because, you know, you work on the machine and you take a break and you come back and work on the machine more, right? Okay, so I'm sitting there, standing there wondering what to do. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, forget it. And I took the weights off of his squat machine and set them on the floor. And he looked at me with his mouth open, like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I said, well, I want to, in Chinese, I said, I want to exercise. I'm not here to play my cell phone. And so I did my squats quickly, and then I walked away and didn't put the weights back. And he looked at me and gestured his hand out more with his jaw on the ground more, like, are you going to put it back? As if to say that. And I said in Chinese, well, last time you waited 15 minutes. I'll go finish three sets in that time and have it back by the time you're done with your game. And so I wasn't condescending. I was just frank and forthright about it. Well, he immediately turns off his game on his phone and goes and starts doing his sets. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, he decided to change schedules. No longer 15 minutes waiting between sets while he plays a game. It's just one of those matching jewel like puzzle game things. It wasn't even interesting. It wasn't like he was playing League of Legends or something, you know, useful. So, well, later on, I saw him in another area of the gym, and I just walked right up to him. I said, I respect you. But then I pointed to the poster with the guy talking on his phone sitting on a bench press bench, and it says, don't be that guy. I pointed, and I said, don't be that guy. And he's like, oh, well, I was waiting. I needed to rest my body. I needed to rest my body. You don't rest 15 minutes between sets. When you're exercising, your body has to be warmed up. It takes 5 minutes just to get warmed up. And you take a minute, 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes between sets. You want to keep your body going. You exercise a whole bunch, kind of break, catch your breath, exercise, go again. And you want the blood to stay flowing. 15 minutes. No wonder this guy doesn't look like he exercises at the gym. And here he is trying to lecture me, this skinny, semi-muscly guy, about how he needs to take a break and how he's tired and why he's doing what he's doing, which wasn't how I did things. And it's like, you know, the patient bodybuilder in me says, okay, you know, this guy doesn't get it. The reason he's not making progress is because he's not in this to learn. He's not listening to the people that are talking to him. He's not asking the questions. And so in that, and I'm not judging him, but that doesn't mean I don't see what's happening. So, you know, there are a number of different sports that are just really outright helpful. You know, bodybuilding, the results are there. You're exercising at the gym. The results are there. You can see people's bodies. You know who knows what they're doing and who doesn't. And it's pretty much shut up and lift. This is all there is. Just... Well, I don't get into this competition about who can lift heavier weights. I lift the weight that's appropriate for me. I a lot of people feel pressured, like that guy's lifting 45 and I'm only lifting 40, so I'm going to put down the 40s and go pick up the 45 to prove how big I don't. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't feel that pressure to do that. The social pressure. I don't understand that. I lift the weights that I need to be lifting. I don't. Well, no, there are other sports that do well with that too. Like I say, League of Legends. League of Legends taught me about teamwork. You know, be good at your role, stay in your role. You do your job. People are counting on you to do your job. You're counting on you to perform your role in the team, and you need respect. And you need to practice and be good because they're counting on you. And skateboarding. skateboarding is about, it's about hard work. It's about falling down. It's about attitude. Because in skateboarding, you fall down all the time. And you see people, they fall down and they smile like Lahi does. And they get up and they try again. And then you see people at skateboard and they're always throwing their board against the wall. And they're always mad. They're always cursing and swearing. Because they're upset, you know, because when they fail. Of course, the good skateboarders will swear after they succeed. Because it's as if to say, look, I did that. I can use bad words. I don't care because I've done what is good and doing is far more important. So it's falling down. It's getting up. It's knowing your limits so you don't injure yourself and you can't practice for a long, long time. It's getting the teachers that you need so that you don't injure yourself and you don't do it the wrong way. And so you can learn faster and not hinder yourself with injury. It's really amazing what sports do to teach us the things we need to know in other parts of life. It's just a very, very, very fascinating thing. And over here in Asia, I think it's pretty much the same as it is in the States. See you next week.